We have been privileged to have Ms. Kate Van De Peer, Global Manager for Cerebral Palsy Alliance, and we'd like to talk to her about this sickness or ailment that is predominantly for children. Good afternoon, Ms. De Peer.
Hi there, how are you going?
All right, thank you very much. Thank you for giving us time to talk to you about cerebral palsy. What exactly is that?
Cerebral palsy is the most common physical disability in children, and in Australia, a child's born with cerebral palsy every 15 hours, so that's about one in 500 babies. So there's approximately 17 million people globally living with cerebral palsy and around 34,000 in Australia. So what cerebral palsy actually is, it's an umbrella term for a group of disorders caused by injury to the brain. And this occurs most commonly during pregnancy. It's a permanent, lifelong condition, and there's currently no known cure. Cerebral palsy can range from anything from a weakness in one hand to almost complete lack of voluntary movement at that kind of quadriplegic level. And people with significant physical disability often require 24 hours care in Australia.
It's disheartening to know that these are only for children in the most vulnerable stage of their life.
Yeah, so children are born with cerebral palsy, and then obviously they also grow up to have a long life as an adult as well. My interaction and specialty around cerebral palsy is working with the families where fundraising actually goes and telling their stories and sharing them with people who want to fundraise or make donations.
What does Cerebral Palsy Alliance do?
Yeah, so Cerebral Palsy Alliance provides therapies and support services to over 4,000 people living with cerebral palsy in Australia. And these services range from therapies such as physiotherapy, occupational therapy, providing equipment such as wheelchairs and walkers, and providing general support to help families get through things like the diagnosis of cerebral palsy, as well as reaching those everyday hurdles, which might include starting big school for the first time for a five-year-old. So we offer lots of programs and services around that area. And one of the unique things we do, we also initiated a Cerebral Palsy Research Foundation in 2005. And that research foundation is actually global and raises funds for cerebral palsy research to fund the best research in the world. So that's quite a unique element of what we do. So as well as providing services and making people's lives easier, we're also very focused on finding prevention and early intervention into therapies and improving our therapies and therapy around the world.
Do you benefit from government grants?
Yes, we do. It's probably a lot more detailed than we can get into here, but obviously there have been some major changes with the NDIS coming into place.
Yes, and that's what's on the back of my mind.
Certainly doesn't counteract the need for fundraising, though. There's always funding gaps in anything, just like when you would donate to, for example, the Children's Hospital. Obviously, that's government funded, but there's still such a massive need for generous people out there in the community. So fundraising is really around filling those gaps and making sure we're offering a complete package to people with cerebral palsy.
Your services are within or without the hospital setup?
Yeah, so our services operate obviously in conjunction with, but we don't operate within hospitals. We operate purely from our service centres, which are based in New South Wales and the ACT.
So you don't cover other states?
No, we don't, not in terms of services.
So how does a patient come to you? Are they recruited, or do you have a list of people suffering from this ailment?
Yeah, again, they come to us off their own bat.
So, and so far as the funding is concerned, I would guess that you don't have enough contributions or donations, and then it would be right to say that you need some more.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I tell you a little bit about our major fundraising campaign,
sure.
September?
Sure.
Yeah, so September has just sort of completed its fifth year, and it's our annual fundraising campaign, which engages over 45,000 people in Australia. So what September is it's a health and wellness initiative where people aim to take 10,000 steps per day I'm not sure if you have ever worn a pedometer or a Fitbit or anything like that.
I'm aware of it.
Yeah, the average office worker only does about 3,000 steps a day. So when we found this out, we thought it was a really good opportunity to try and get Australians more active. And while they were doing that, to really get them to raise some vital funds for people living with cerebral palsy.
Is there any way that our listeners can donate or contribute to your efforts?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a website which is steptember.org.au, and there's a big donation button there. So if you know anybody who's been affected by cerebral palsy or would like to make a donation, you can certainly go to that website and have a look. And I'd also really encourage people to have a think about participating in Steptember next year. We have people from over 1,500 organisations, including Goodman, Telstra, ING Direct, those sorts of corporations who are leading the way and have their staff participating. So we'd love to get some more organisations on board for September 2017 and really make it the biggest campaign yet.
We have been speaking with Kate van der Beer, Global Manager for September of Cerebral Palsy Alliance. Thank you very much for your time, Kate.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.